people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We talk gardening here and landscaping from the organic standpoint. Anything you'd like to discuss, give us a shout at 866-444-3478. My announcer, she's my daughter, you don't know that, is going to have a big birthday tomorrow, 30 years old. She's been doing my announcing since she was in the second grade, I think, something like that. And we've had fun working together. We talked about the ginkgo tree in the first hour. The ginkgo tree is significant in that it was planted when she was born, and now it is a beautiful, very, very large ginkgo tree, kind of giving the champions, the biggest ones in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, a run for their money, but at a very much younger age. We'll be showing you more about it and photographs. We'll do probably a video when the leaves really start falling again like we've done in the past. You can see what it's looked like in the past there now, what it's about to look like. It's going to be in peak yellow either probably tomorrow or the next day. And I'll get some shots for you if I can, because it's kind of jammed in between. I started talking about the trees it's jammed in on, and I got sidetracked on the Parodia being one of them. We've got an American elm on one side, Parodia, the Persian evergreen on another side, and a live oak on another side of the tree. And then the gigantic bay tree that we've got is on the other side. So it's big, but it's getting a little crowded now because all those trees are growing. And I'll get as good a shots for you as I can. There was this hour, by the way, is brought to you by the Howard Garrett books, the Dirt Doctor books. There's a bunch of them. They are available in the usual places. Some of the big bookstores have my books. They're all available online. And one of the books, although there's a very few of them left, the Organic Manual is available when you join the Organic Club of America. So you can look into that. We got an interesting tip from a listener I wanted to pass on to you. If I can find what I did with it, the tip was related to flies. Heck, what did I do with it? Here it is. It was this. Wasn't related to flies. It was related to wasp and hornet's nests on the porch and all. I was talking, what led to this was I was talking about Haint blue paint, painting the underside of eaves with the Haint blue color, and you cause the wasps and hornets and mud daubers and birds even to build somewhere else. The blue color really, I don't know, it confuses them. They think it's the sky or something about it. It's a very soothing color. We have a development here in Dallas now. It's a new development out north of town where almost every house in the new development has used this technique. The architecture is kind of old style, and so I guess they decided to do this. But it's a very pleasant color, and it does repel the insects. You don't have spider webs being built and things like that. It really keeps the underside of eaves and the porches, the roof and the ceiling and porches and all clean of insects. But here's another angle, another tip. It says to fill a number 8 brown paper bag with a filler, straw or plastic bags, and hang several in trees or sheds where the wasps think it's a hornet's nest. Oh, keep the wasp away by thinking it's a hornet's nest. And they will stay away. Interesting, you'll have to look at the bags. I guess this would work more in a utility area, work better there than on a porch, but maybe a combination of the two if you have a real serious problem might be something good to do. Okay, we'll give that a try. Right now, we're going to go to Schaumburg, Illinois. Is that right? And talk to John. Hello, John.
Hello, Dirt Doctor.
What's going on?
I listen to your program all the time. I think you are absolutely wonderful. I have two evergreen trees in the front and one in the back. The one in the back is doing very, very well. It's got foliage all the way around it. The two in the front, one on the back side, the foliage, there's no foliage. These are these type of decorative evergreens that grow up like a pyramid.
Okay, probably and, some kind of cedar.
Yeah, I believe so.
Juniper or cedar?
They are cedar, yes. Yeah. And they're beautiful trees. And just and they've probably been planted for close to 20 years, not as similar to your daughter's tree. And what it is, the now the foliage in the back, they're planted close to the house, pretty close to about, probably 2 to 2.5 feet away from the house. And the house is brick on that side. And the foliage is dying out now, where I only have foliage in the very front and not on the back side. Is there anything I can do to improve or have the foliage come back on the back side?
Well, what that's related to, John, is just not enough light. So as the tree gets bigger and thicker, it's just shading out that back side. You could do a little bit of pick pruning, which means you find the longest shoots and then you follow them back into the tree where they connect to the trunk or to a bigger limb and prune them away so more sunlight is getting into the interior of the plant. And that'll help some, but it's kind of a long-term problem because as the tree gets bigger and taller and tries to grow thicker, it's just creating more and more shade back there. Is it looking bad from the front?
One of them isn't. But the other one is.
Okay. Well, that's really all
the,
you
can... They get the afternoon sun and the, you know, they all get the afternoon sun. The only thing they're missing is the morning sun.
Right. Well, it's a plant that likes to be in full sun all day long. So the first problem for the plant is that it's not getting quite enough sun all day long to be in perfect conditions, and then you've got the shading situation, and of course the part that's being shaded the most is the part that's back toward the house. So it's just a light problem. Anything you can do to help the light situation?
How about if I cut the cut it back? I prune it every year.
Well, don't cut it back because you're going to cut all the foliage off. Do the pick pruning like I was talking about.
Okay.
Remove entire branches back in so you kind of open up the plant, but keep the nice, soft nature of the plant. If you shear it, you're going to end up with a situation where it's even more open and has more bare spots. So do what's called pick pruning.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, and I do appreciate it. And thank you for being on the air.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Older people like myself really enjoy listening to you, I know.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Talk to you again soon. Let's talk to Randy. And by the way, the number is 866-444-3478. Another Illinois call. Chicago. Hello, Randy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I have a question about, well, I'm in the wine business. Been in the wine industry for 30, 40 years.
Well, good.
A lot of the vineyards I deal with throughout the world are run by biodynamically.
Uh-huh.
They have the method of farming, and I was wondering if you would ever have a discussion on that, because it is pretty fascinating. It's a step above organics.
Well, it is, and I've talked about it before, and we can chat about it here. I'm not a huge fan of it, although I have nothing against it at all. I think some of the techniques that I use, probably some people would call biodynamic in nature, but a full biodynamic system is a little more trouble. I'm kind of a lazy gardener, Randy, to be honest with you. And so
it's rather labor intensive, I think.
It is. It's a lot more labor intensive. There's a lot more detail to it. I do think that it works well. Its goal is to just develop even more intense microbiology in the soil than the regular program. Tell you what, can you hang on with me so we're not rushed and talk about it when I come back?
Sure. Yeah.
Hang on, and we'll chat about biodynamics a little bit more and the regular organic program that I recommend and the relationship in a minute. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Be back after this.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I was visiting with Randy in Chicago. Chicago's really checking in this morning. Randy, you still there?
I am.
Randy was asking me about my take on biodynamics. I've got a quick question for you, and then we'll go into my deal. Are the wineries, the vineyards that are using biodynamics that you know of pretty big companies, or are these pretty small operations?
Well, as far as I know, they're pretty small.
Pretty small ones? Okay.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Here's my take on it. When I first started trying to promote organics in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which was in the late 80s, I ran into a lot of resistance, as you might suspect. You know, the universities were opposed to it. The landscape professional organizations were opposed to it. We really came under fire in a hurry because we were basically going in and trying to change the status quo. And when you try to change the status quo, no matter what the subject, you're going to have trouble because, you know, you're goring somebody that's got a position and talking about there's a better way to go and all that stuff. So one of the things that I had to do was come up with something that was easy, that would make it an easy transition. And what I did was I took the information from other organic people that I met that were in Texas and other parts of the country. Then I read every book that was ever written on the subject, I guess, and studied it and kept trying to come up with things. What I ran into really early on, Randy, was that organics at that point was primarily done on food crops, you know, grapes and vegetables and herbs and things like that. There wasn't a lot of information on landscaping, so I started taking some of the information people were telling me about growing food crops and applying it to landscaping, and I ran into something pretty interesting. It was a lot easier to do than the food crops, because if you made a mistake, you didn't lose your crop. You just kind of dusted yourself off and took care of the problem and went on. And we came up with what we call the basic organic program. Well, over the years, the basic organic program has moved over to work with food crops. And I've found through my own experimentation and working back and forth with other growers and consulting on some operations and everything that the simple approach worked there as well. We have a few little tricks that are much simpler than the biodynamic techniques of really kicking up the biological activity in the soil in a hurry. They're primarily with sugars and rock minerals. You know, we still use compost and compost-based fertilizers and liquids of compost tea and fish and seaweed and all the kind of things that make up the Garrett juice and all that. But I think this kind of the secret weapon of my basic program, and one reason it works so well, is that we're very, very strong on rock minerals and sugars used in the beginning to kick up the biological activity. And in sugars, we're talking about cornmeal and dry molasses and other things that either are sugars or convert to sugars real quickly because they kick the bacteria and the fungus comes along for the ride and all the other microbes come along.
Right.
And so people can do my program a lot easier than learning how to do biodynamics. And maybe that's a little bit narrow-minded on my part. I think that biodynamics is good. It's great in every way. It's just a lot harder for me to go out and teach and convert people over to my way of thinking if I try to get them to go that way.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty expensive thing to get started with, but once it gets going, that it sustains itself. And
you're probably right. But one of the things, and some of the people that are in it, I've meant to get on the show and talk about it, because when I first read about it and the first people that taught me about it, there was one technique in it, for example, where you took a cow's horn and you stuffed the cow's horn with manure, cow manure, or some kind of animal manure. You buried it in the soil for some period of time, and it composted and became this incredibly intense, biologically active soil stimulator that you could put a very small amount on a large area and really fire up the microbes. Is that something that you're familiar with?
Oh, yeah. The Benziger Winery in California does that.
Yeah.
And the whole vineyard is amazing because if you walk into this vineyard, it's alive with nature.
Yep.
And they allow turkey buzzards, and they allow their heifers, their longhorn cows on the vineyards, and that's the manure that they get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done on a certain date.
Right.
And then the harvest is on a moon cycle. It's pretty fascinating stuff. I just thought I'd give you a call.
Well, you see my point on it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's it's nothing that I would advise anybody against at all. It's just that I can get to the same point of having successful production for people who've been using Miracle-Gro and synthetic fertilizers and stuff I don't recommend with my technique easier than with the biodynamic approach. But I need to get some of those experts in that area involved with us and on my show and talk about it more. I think it's there's definitely something there.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Well, good talking to you.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Biodynamics is what it's called. And well, let's see who is next here. We've got another Chicago call. Eric in Chicago. Hello, Eric.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So my wife and I, we moved into our house about 10 years ago, and we made a garden, a large
Eric,
garden.
My timing here is terrible. Can you hold on a little bit?
Sure.
I'll be back with you. I'm sorry about that. I wasn't watching the clock. I'm too interested in the subject. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Eric. I wasn't watching the clock well. Eric, are you there?
I am.
What can I do for you?
Sure. So about 10 years ago, my wife and I started a garden around the perimeter of our house. And we made the novice gardening mistake of planting mint in the main bed without separating it from any of the other plants or from the lawn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then we made the second novice mistake that after we took all the plants out and we tilled the garden. So then obviously we were cutting up some of the roots and just basically spreading them around. So my question is there a way to safely get rid of the mint? And now that some of it has kind of come into the lawn where the dirt is more compact and harder to just pull up, is there a way that I can safely get rid of the mint?
What kind of grass do you have? Is it bluegrass?
Yes.
I think that the product that we use down here in the South will work well for you. You should try it in a small area and see. It's called Agra Lawn, like turf, L-A-W-N, Agra Lawn. Crabgrass killer.
Okay.
It's an organic herbicide. It's the only organic herbicide that's on the market that's selective, at least at this point. I think there's some people working on some new ideas that maybe we'll see this next season. But currently, it's the only one, and it works beautifully on some incredibly hard-to-control weeds in turf grasses. So I'd get it and try it. I think it'll kill the mint without hurting the bluegrass. It's okay. It's a cinnamon-based product. You wet the area, and you dust it on, and it burns up the broadleaf plants and crabgrass, low successional weeds and everything, and doesn't hurt the good quality grass. You might double check the label. I'm pretty sure it says that it's okay to use it on bluegrass, but I'm not positive. We don't, you know, we don't have a lot of bluegrass here, but I'm pretty sure that it works on it as well. The only other thing you can do, and I've done the same thing, I've made the same mistakes that you guys did, is physical removal. And when it starts growing in the spring, if you've got it in beds and all where you don't want it, use a turning fork and turn it in all of those rhizomes that you see. If you kind of carefully pick them all out of there, you can get rid of it without, you know, working on it for the rest of your life.
Great. And then is that same product that Agrilon, is that safe for vegetable gardens? So if we get it in or around, it would be safe to eat the plants that come out of that?
Oh, yeah. It's like I said, it's the active ingredient in it is cinnamon bark. And the carrier, the main ingredient in there besides that is potassium bicarbonate, and that's like baking soda except potassium instead of sodium. And we use it as a disease control all the time. If you put a whole bunch in one area, you know, overdid it, you'd have too much potassium in that area, but that'd be, you know, it'd be, just be a fertilizer element for you if you put it out at the recommended rates.
That's fantastic. Well, hopefully you'll be a lifesaver. I appreciate it.
Let me know how it works for you, because that's a little bit of a new one on me.
Will do.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
And let's see. Well, a couple things I needed to work in for you. One thing is that Mary Rose is in there on the receiving the calls. A lot of people have thought that that was Logan.
Which
Logan,
I take as a big compliment.
Logan has done a little bit of the screening before, but she is actually in Costa Rica at the moment. She and her new husband, Bo, live in Costa Rica half the year, and they've just recently gone back down there. She gave me some really funny stuff, and I need to put some of the photographs on Facebook for you. Their house down there was vacant for several months. They had some people that were supposed to be watching over it, and that didn't work out too well. And she sent me pictures of vines growing in the laundry room, in across the floor in the house, of trees growing in the gutters. Things grow really well in Costa Rica. And lots of insects and lizards and various kinds of critters, and they had to take a few days to clean up, but the place was looking good. But,
can you get her to bring me some coffee back when she comes in?
Well, there is some pretty good coffee down there, and they do that coffee that's organic and also shade-grown, which I think is important as well. Mm-hmm. Mary Rose was telling me something else that a couple people have called about. We have a pretty good audience in Philadelphia, and we usually have a lot of calls from there. And somebody called this morning and said that we're not on there, and that somebody else is. We're still shown on the
website.
Yeah, their lineup. So we'll check into it. They may have switched me time-wise with somebody else. Somebody may have come in and bought the time as an infomercial. Don't know. But if we're not on there, we'll try to get back on, because we really do have a lot of friends and listeners and organic people in the Philadelphia area. So we are on the case. One other thing that I wanted to mention to you, on our Facebook, and there's an open line too at 866-444-3478. On our Facebook page, I put a really interesting, cool story a few days ago, a week ago, I guess. And it's a story about an albatross in California. Albatross, great, big, huge bird, you know, and there's an albatross that just had a baby chick, or laid an egg anyway. I don't remember if the chick was born or not yet, but the albatross is 64 years old. That's double the normal lifespan of an albatross. And we were around some in Galapagos, and I just was fascinated by them. They're these big old clumsy birds. They're so big and clumsy that the ones in Galapagos, anyway, they can't take off from the ground. They can't get enough speed going on the ground to get airborne. So what they do is that they waddle over to the edge of a cliff, and they jump off the cliff and then spread their wings and start flying, and they fly great. They're great flyers once they get airborne and get going. Anyway, check it out. It's a great story, and it's right on our Facebook. We're going to start putting those kind of environmental stories together for you in a little bit more organized way, because I love the stories about animals, as you know. The other thing is that our current newsletter is a slight update and kind of a clarification, making it a little simpler all the time, of our basic organic program. It started because Yoga Mike and I were working on some things on the website, and it kind of jumped out at me that we needed to do some updating of the guides. Guides is now in capital letters on the homepage. It's a button. It takes you to the place where the basic program is, the organic rose program, the organic fruit and pecan tree program, the formulas for making Garrett juice and the tree trunk goop and all that is. Under the button, that's just the word guides right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. We have spruced all that up, so we've got some videos there now covering some of the basic stuff, and we're going to be adding more, and we decided to just start putting some of that out to you as a newsletter, and it apparently was worth it because some people have commented on it that they hadn't seen the basic program. It's, you know, like one page, one to one and a half pages of explaining what you do, how you go from using all the stuff I don't recommend, Miracle-Gro, Osmocote, Scott's fertilizers and the pre-emergent with the pre-emergent herbicides in them and all the stuff that I don't recommend over to an organic program. So check it out. If you don't get the newsletter, you can go to the archives and see it. It'll also be listed right there on the right-hand side of all the updates show up on the homepage over on the right-hand side as we make them, so you can always see easily what is new on the website, dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number, 866-444-3478. Let's go now to Fort Worth, Texas, back down south, and talk to Marla. Hi, Marla.
Hello, Howard. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. What's up?
Well, I have a question. It's been more than probably a couple years ago, but there was a water hose that you recommended, and I ordered one, and it's been wonderful. And I wanted to reorder, but I can't remember the brand name.
Now you're embarrassing me here. I should have looked it up. I should have seen your note coming up and looked it up for you. I can't remember offhand either. It's not easy to find, but I totally agree with you. We've been having a little bit of conversations with that company to try to get something going to make it more available for people. Marla, I'll look it up for you, and I will put it on the air, so stay tuned. For everybody listening, it is a hose that truly is anti-kinking. You can kink it, don't get me wrong, I mean, if you work at it really hard. And when it's brand new out of the being wound around. But once you get it loosened up, it is the easiest hose to use in the world. Plus, it's made out of the best material of any hose out there as far as being non-toxic and
right. And
lightweight. It's extremely lightweight, and it's great. And I'm forgetting exactly what the name is. But I'll find it and pull it up, and I'll put it out there for everybody.
I appreciate it. It's wonderful.
Even the fittings are really high quality. They're plated, but they're solid brass and then plated with the whatever it is that they plate it with. So even that part's really good too. Marla, I'll look it up for you.
So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let's go. And we got an open line again at 866-444-3478. Jeremy's turn in Roosevelt, Utah.
Hi.
Hi, Jeremy.
I've got a weeping cherry tree that I planted out here, and I know it's not a good place to plant them, but we love the tree, so we cut it. Anyway, last year for the winter, I covered it with burlap and then, you know, built up around the roots and everything, and it did really good. But this year, it took off over the summer, so it's huge.
Good.
And I can't, you know, wrapping it in burlap is going to be a pain. I was wondering if there is something different, a little easier that I could do to keep it, you know, from the sun hitting it all winter and going back and forth.
Well, I think one is the cherry is going to be a little more hardy than you might be thinking. And two, if you are using an organic program, that's the best safety valve you can use.
Okay.
Are you using organic techniques?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, organic fertilizer and healthy soil and all is the thing that will give you 4 to 5 degrees protection. Then the other thing is piling the mulch, shredded tree trimmings up on the base for the winter. I got no problem with that for the winter, but be sure and get it off as fast as you can in the spring, and I think you'll be fine. You can probably get away without wrapping the trunk. Let me put you on hold and talk to you off the air for a second. I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be right back.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you. Let me give you the Victor pet food tip of the week before we go back to the phone lines. And then I'm going to take a call that's been holding for a while and then get back to something that Jeremy and I were talking about related to winter hardiness, and it reminds me of something else I meant to talk to you about anyway. But first of all, the Victor pet food tip of the week is this. And by the way, you can get more information on Victor at victordogfood.com. When you feed your pet foods to your pets, and this is not just cats and dogs, this is guinea pigs, hamsters, any kind of pet that you have, basically. One of the things that you know I'm a huge fan of is minerals, rock minerals in the soil and gardening and everything. But I'm also the same way for nutrition. For animals and people in, to a degree as well. And one of the things you can do with your pets on the minerals is add one of a couple of different things. The Redmond people have they do salt products, but they also do a nutrition product that's a mineral product. It's terrific. You can use real fine textured zeolite as a great amendment to the pet foods. You can use natural diatomaceous earth, and you just sprinkle it in like you're putting salt and pepper on the food. The livestock recommendation for horses and cattle and goats and, you know, bigger animals is 2% of the volume of the food, you know, which is quite a bit of material. So it's kind of hard to overdo it. Some animals will eat it free choice. It's so appealing to them. So if you haven't tried that yet, give it a whirl. And there's much more information about that kind of thing on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Ann in Chicago again, back to Chicago, has a question for us. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Yes, what can I do for you? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there, Ann? Oh, that's weird, Mary Rose.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You got a question about Agrilon?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if it would work on Creeping Charlie.
Yes, it sure will.
Oh, perfect.
It'll work very well on Creeping Charlie. It'll work on Virginia buttonweed, believe it or not, Anne. And that's one of the toughest weeds to control of all. This, for people that missed it, this is an organic selective herbicide called Agrilon crabgrass killer. It was invented by a young fellow that was in the taking care of people's lawns business, and he came up with it for his own projects, sold it to a big company. They gave it back, which is their MO. They just do that all the time. So anyway, he's got it back, and it's on the market.
Perfect.
Creeping Charlie, it'll knock it out.
Perfect. This is going to be a good thing then.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Let me know how it works for you.
I sure will.
Okay. The thing I wanted to talk next about was what Jeremy and I were talking about off the air. He's a listener that called about the weeping cherry in Utah and winter protection. He said wrapping the trunk was going to be a problem. I don't mind, although I'm not sure I would do it, if I had a cherry tree in a really cold climate, that I would pile shredded native tree trimmings up on the base. But if you want to do it, I don't have any problem with it. It might, in really severe weather, be worth the effort. I wouldn't put soil. I'd just put the shredded tree trimmings. But as the plant starts to grow the next spring, as the buds start to swell, you got to get that off, because it is just like if you leave mulch up on the flare of a tree, it'll do just the same kind of damage, maybe a little slower, but the same kind of damage as having soil up on the flare of the tree. The flare is the trunk. So if the plant can make it, the flare is going to make it as easily as the bark on up higher in the tree. So I probably wouldn't do it, but if you do want to do it, if you think it'll give you a little bit of protection against dramatically cold temperatures just for the winter, and get it off of there as soon as you possibly can. The other thing that we talked about is that, one, the organic program alone, having healthy soil, gives the plants probably 4 to 5 degrees of freeze protection. And the reason it does is, under an organic program, you're going to have healthier root systems. You're going to have this mycorrhizal fungus growing on the root system that expands the root system exponentially, just hugely larger root systems. And it gives the protection to the plants against all stress, heat, cold, insects, diseases, whatever. So just being organic gives you that kind of help. The other thing is spraying a liquid foliar feeding mix that contains some kind of seaweed is going to give you additional help. And even if you do it after the foliage has stopped, is dropped in the fall, in spraying the trunks and the twigs and the limbs and everything in the ground, that gets into the plant. It gives additional hardiness protection. So the Garrett Juice Mixture is what I recommend. If you want to use fish and seaweed or just seaweed by itself, that's fine. But the whole Garrett Juice Mixture is the best. The formula for it is on our website under Guides, the button Guides on the homepage. It's also in the library. It's also in all my books. You can buy it commercially if you don't want to make home brews. Anyway, we'll talk more about gardening and landscaping and pest control and winter stuff and whatever you want to discuss right after this break. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.